you and welcome to our Faith, Family, and Freedom program today. It's going to be an exciting program. We always try to think what might be profitable for you as you take time out of busy schedules. And I know everybody has to really try to prioritize how they spend their time, where they allocate their time. So thank you that you would join us here today, and I hope that your visit with us will be profitable, that it will be of benefit to you in some way or other. We hope to educate, advocate, and get each one of us to participate. That means attending our local Bible-believing fundamental church, standing in the gap and not believing everything that we see or hear on television. As a matter of fact, a great portion of it you can dismiss. I hope that I don't get to be a news junkie. I used to watch it a little bit more than I do now, but honestly, after I've heard some of it one time, that's sufficient for me. I want to read. I want to study our Bible more. That's the book I need to be absorbed with. And, you know, the Lord didn't change his word just to suit our generation. And somebody said, well, you know, the church can't identify what the scriptures say. The scriptures ought to be applicable to the church, and that becomes what the church says. And so there are just a few things I've learned along the way. I don't necessarily need to go to the church that's closest to my home. I need to go to the one that's closest to what I embrace and what I believe. And so there is the need of fundamental preachers and teachers, more so seem like than ever, and we shouldn't be ugly and abrasive about it. We can speak the truth in love. We can tell people who we are and let them know that we're not mad about it. And so today I think we just need more discernment. We need to pray more. We need to study more. We need to praise more. We need to be in church more, not less. And Hebrews 10:25 says, forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together. So in this program today, we have some things that you are going to enjoy. If you'd like to remind a neighbor or a friend, this might be a good time to do it. Let's go to the program that has been implemented for us. And friends, we do appreciate your being with us today. Remember that you can go to our website, FIPS, Faith, Family, and Freedom. We would be happy to know where you might be viewing the program. And if you need to contact us, the contact information is on the screen from time to time. Also, our book, It's Always a Struggle, But. I think you'll find that to be an enjoyable read. There are about 291 pages total, about 50 pages of color photographs. Now, it's not a genealogy, so you're not reading about just who was this or that to me, but we're taking lessons that I tried to overcome some difficulties in my lifetime and make them applicable and appropriate for you. If we can help somebody by sharing a life story or do something, I think it's worthwhile. So I hope you might want to take advantage of that on our website, or you could call, and many of you will probably want to get more than one copy. We took photographs of tours, of people that had gone with us on tours, camp meetings where we've been, and preachers, and so there is a good probability that many of you may already have a picture in our book. It's Always a Struggle, But. Also, we're trying to let you know that we'd be happy to get into your area sometime or other if the Lord would work out the details. And so you always can feel free to contact us or call us, and we'll try to see how that it could be arranged. What we're needing to do is the help the encouragement of each one of you. As you notice, we don't say much at all about finances. It's not because that we're independently wealthy. We're not charlatans. We're not trying to profiteer from the gospel. But obviously, it takes a lot of money to be on a lot of stations, but I always figure that God can provide the means, and he's never slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness. I've found him to be true, and that he can do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now, the times can be dismal. They can be dark. They can be depressing. But we're not depending on just what might be changed at the Congress or whatever at another level, although we need change. We're depending upon the God of heaven, who has everything in control, and the heart of the king is in the Lord's hands, and he can will it however he wants to. And so we must be dependent upon him. God's not up in heaven wringing his hands saying, I didn't know it was going to work out this way. He knows it perfectly. Somebody says, well, it's not working out the way I think it ought to be, but it may be working out just the way that God has prepared it. You know, when Jonah went in that belly of the fish, it maybe that wasn't what he had anticipated, but God had a plan for Jonah, and he has a plan for us. Now, the bottom line is, 2 Chronicles 7:14 said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive them of their sins and heal their lands. And we'll be back in just a moment. Friends, this is Andrew Phipps, and I believe that we need all of the materials that we can gather to help us as we combat the attack upon our faith, our family, and our freedoms. We need to be educated, and I have a handbook that has been given to state legislatures. It's been given to members of Congress. It's a colorfully created handbook that has graphs, charts, quotes, and different things in it. You'll be impressed with it. And also, we have DVDs. We have CDs that are God and Country, Return to Greatness, and Faith, Family, and Freedom, some other wonderful materials. See the contact information on the screen. Be sure that you order some, because these will be of a tremendous help. They are supplemental materials to help you in your Christian walk. And may God bless.
Hello, and this is Pastor Andrew Phipps, pastor of the Liberty Baptist Church in Delaware County, Muncie, Indiana. We are located at 9601 South Cowan Road, just 2 miles south of the city of Muncie. And my, the Lord has blessed our church, and we're living right in the midst of the Eastern Corn Belt. And I was thinking about how the Lord has blessed our community with an abundance of jobs, and how that we live in a farming area, and corn and beans and other commodities. And you know, the harvest just finished here in Delaware County. But, you know, the Christian harvest, the Bible tells us that the harvest is great, the laborers are few. And we want to invite you to come and be a part of the Liberty Baptist Church. We have church every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. On Sunday evenings. We have church on Wednesdays at 6:30. And we are an old-fashioned, fundamental, Bible-believing Baptist church, King James Bible-believing Baptist church. And I'm so thankful that I've been saved by the grace of God. When I was 14 years of age, God the Holy Ghost came by my way and convicted me of my sin, let me know that I was lost and needed a Savior. And I did like Paul said to the Ephesian elders. I repented to God, put my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and He saved me by His marvelous grace and set my feet on a solid rock. And I've been headed to heaven ever since. And my, what a joy it is to serve our Savior. I want to speak to you just a moment today about the importance of the local church. I believe in the local New Testament church. And here at Liberty, we are a body of baptized believers, a regenerate membership, saved by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, united by our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and recognizing Him as our only head. And we certainly try our best to live by the doctrines of the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. And of course, this Delaware County here is our Jerusalem, and we do our very best to try to reach our neighbors and those around us with the gospel. We also are invested in the preaching of the gospel around the world through the support of missionaries on most continents around the world. And so I do believe that as a local church, we are the pillar and ground of truth. And the Lord has, He's got us here. He said to occupy till I come. And we're doing our very best in these last days to be faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Master. And, you know, I was this business of supporting missionaries, and I believe that's the heartbeat of God. And we do our best to, as a local church, to bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. We do our best as a local church to edify the body of Christ. We do our best as a local church to preach the gospel to a lost and a dying world. And not only here at home, but around the world. And I heard it said not too long ago that we ought to be not a 21st century church, but we ought to emulate the first century church. And, you know, I believe we ought to do our very best to be faithful to the Lord. And as a local New Testament church, we ought to emphasize the things that the Lord emphasizes. I mean, after all, the Lord is in the midst of the church, and everything that we do ought to center around the Lord. And every decision, every ministry, everything that we are involved in, the Lord Jesus Christ should take priority and preeminence. And if the Lord does not emphasize it, then we surely should not emphasize it as well. I know we're living in difficult days, a day of perplexity, seemingly a day when people, there are questions with no answers, a day when people are disturbed. But I want to remind you, my dear friend, my dear Christian friend, let's not get shook up. Let's just look up. And I want to leave this last thought with it. I've been saved by the grace of God, and I trust you have as well. And when I got saved, I got a new heart, but I've still got an old head. But one of these days, I'm going to lay this old body back. It's going to go back to the dust of the earth. But praise be to God, one of these days, I'm going to see him for myself and not another. And I want to leave you, my dear friend, with this final thought. The Bible tells us there in 1 John, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Glory to God. May God bless you.
And I do appreciate our son, Andy Phipps Jr., the pastor of Liberty Baptist Church, where my membership is. I appreciate his being a part of our program today. We're very committed at our church to supporting missionaries. From the time we started, about 8 years ago, we started with the support of missionaries. And we want to get the gospel out. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church, and we don't apologize for that. We're just trying to keep what we believe has worked in the past. And it will continue to work today if we honor the Lord and try to do the right thing. So I want to thank Andy for his part in the program. And also I want to take a moment and be appreciative of the groups that sing for us here. You know, I like to include a song, or every once in a while we'll do two. But we like to include a song that was part of my heritage. My dad taught the old shape note music. And we always had a few singing books around the house and a Bible, or more than one Bible, of course, several Bibles. My dad would keep a songbook on one side of the chair and a Bible on the other. And so we grew up in that kind of atmosphere, and it hasn't gotten away from me. Somebody said, "Well, you can't live in the past." And I said, "Well, the past is living in me." And so many of the things that we do today, or at least I do, are reminiscent, or they are a throwback to yesteryear and things that we were taught. You know, I'm thankful that we grew up in a day and time, and somebody said they were glad that they lived in a day and time where there were spankings still for the children. Said it gave them a psychological impact. Said it actually made them have respect for elders and other people. Well, I think there may be truth in that. We're not talking about battering children or harming children, but you know, parents need to be in control of the home. It's not the children running the home. The parents are to call the shots. That's the way it was ordained of God. And the parents taking their kids to church and Sunday school, they set the example for the family. We need more of that today. We really do. I think it may be the pleasant solution to the problems that beset us. When we get the home right, I think the church will be better. And when we get the churches right, the nation will be better. And we'll be back with more in a moment.
Serve him and lift him up. Listen to a song that's blessed my heart ever since I've allowed him into my heart. That's when he reached down his hand for me. Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way, I was wretched and as blind as could be. Then the Savior above, looking down with peace and love, when he reached down his hand for me.
Now my heart does rejoice since I made him my choice. From the tempest to him I then flee. Thank you.
Andrew Phipps has been part of the WHMB television family for decades now. And as the general manager of the station for the past 28 years, I've had the chance to get to know Andrew quite well. Needless to say, I was very excited when I heard Andrew had written a new book titled It's Always a Struggle, But. This new book sums up Andrew's life story written in a way that only Andrew can tell. From early survival and great loss to eventual success in many aspects of his life, Andrew Phipps, an award-winning educator, speaker, and broadcaster, takes readers on a personal journey. This journey shows how a second chance, along with unwavering faith and hard work, changed the course of his life and can change yours. Each page in Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, brings valuable life lessons, homespun humor, inspiration, Christian principles, and a reminder to never lose sight of the transformational power of God in our daily lives. The book will remind you to be grateful for all things and to see the hand of God in all opportunities that surround us in every season of life. Remember, It's Always a Struggle, But, by Andrew Phipps.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle, But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
And friends, I hope you also enjoy the good gospel singing that we have incorporated into the program today. Those songs like Take Me in the Lifeboat, and then that great old song that we've sung many, many times, When He Reached Down His Hand for Me. The song says, I was near to despair when He came to me there, and He showed me that I could be free. Then I lifted my voice and now can rejoice when He reached down His hand for me. What wonderful encouragement. Also, let us help one another. If I could ever be a help and come into your area, you can reach me. The contact information is on the screen. We would be happy. And also, our book, It's Always a Struggle, But you can go to the website at Phipps Faith, Family, and Freedom for ordering your copy, or if you'd like more than one, you may do that as well. It's our attempt to try to bring some civility to the narrative, to the debate, as it were, of saying that unless we as a nation repent and turn to God before it's too late, I think we're going to witness some horrible judgment upon us. I don't think that God will continue to turn a deaf ear, as it were, to our situation. We have called abortion health care. We have tried to re-identify marriage. We've told God that He didn't know what He was doing when He just said that He would create man in His own image, that there are only two genders, male and female. Some people in these higher institutions like Harvard and different places, they make ridicule. They want to lampoon us and make us look like we're jokes or clowns or whatever. But I'll stand today with what the Bible says. And I hope that you do as well. I want to say and bring it with clarity that we're standing for faith, family, and freedom. I hope you can join us again at the next regular visit into your place of viewing. But until that very special time, this is your friend, Andrew Phipps, saying, I hope you have a great day, and God bless each one of you.